This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Zoning and Planning Committee of the Board of Aldermen. Today is December 9th, and it is 7:05 at the start of the meeting. We have Karen Dean, our clerk, Alderman Baker from Ward 7, Alderman Yates from Ward 5, Alderman Lennon from Ward 1, and President of the Board, Alderman Danberg from Ward 6, and Vice Chair of the Committee, and myself, Marcia Johnson, from Ward 2, Chair. We also have James Fries, who's Chief of All Things of Planning, and...
Maybe next year, better on that side.
No, it's not, it's just, it's not going to stick, so... And Maura O'Keefe from the Assistant City Solicitor from the Law Department, and we have Alderman Huxmahan, one of our groupies.
Which implies you have more than one.
Yes, we do, we have a couple, we have a couple, so... All right, the sole purpose of this evening is to go through what we are referring. What James has given each of you is our tracking sheet that we kind of keep track of what, where things are at, and has worked out well. It should match in order to the agenda, so we're just going to kind of go through each one of these, and starting with 11-12, hopefully you all have, oh, there's Greer.
How can a lot of old things still be new business?
Because we might not have taken them up.
Okay.
So we're just going to start from top, go top to bottom of this. You will notice that Karen has clustered things of things, for instance, into...
The zoning reform things.
The zoning reform, which would... So phase one and phase two. So when we get there, we can... James is prepared to talk about it. And we've been joined by Alderman Swisting from Ward 3.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Just a quick
sure.
clarifying question. So, on all these items, have you heard from anybody that said, you know, get rid of it or not?
Yes,
or you talked about it in the individual item?
We have heard from some people in that
okay.
regard.
Cool.
Okay. So we had Karen and James working on that with members of the board.
Great.
Okay. So 11-12. Alderman Huxmahan at Linsky. We have Alderman, we did have Alderman Huxmahan. This is around the...
We still do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had stepped out for a minute.
Out of sight.
Yeah, well, I couldn't see you, so...
All right. The hair, I know.
Well, he sat down in front of him, and then I had seen him kind of like who went outside, so okay. So, Alderman Huxmahan, your preference on 11-12?
Well, it still hasn't been resolved as far as the individuals originally brought it to us, and that is more than one situation, so I thought we ought to keep
okay.
Move the referral.
Okay, so will we just do them all at once, and so we don't have to take 25 votes? This is to refer?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody disagree with that? Okay.
So this is first call.
Yeah, right. It's just, well, you know, we can just move them all. Is that okay, Karen, if we just...
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Otherwise, we'll be here forever. 406-12, parens 3. Since this was something that came up as a result of our discussion on the campaign signs, I'm just not seeing it as a huge issue, and I'm recommending no action necessary.
That's good.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Just a quick question. Didn't we amend it to 7 days, though?
This is separate.
Separate.
This was something, as I recall, Commissioner Lojek had identified some things about size, all of that. And I just, you know, we had a light agenda.
I see that it was done by the committee. That's
yeah,
why.
Right, okay. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, 260-12.
I'll move NAN.
NAN. Anyone else disagree? 215-12.
I'll move referral.
And what's happening with that one?
Several of the neighborhood area councils were focused on the revitalization of their neighborhoods, so I thought it would be appropriate to reach out to them next year under the rubric of this and see if they want to pursue it.
Okay. I just wanted James to respond to that, because we talked about this in our planning meeting.
This is the Main Streets
item.
As far as specific to Main Streets, and I think we may have had this conversation at some point in the past, mm-hmm. The planning department's position is that while Main Street's program is an excellent program, it also carries with it a lot of kind of bureaucracy and requirements and ultimately costs that our preference would be to run this, to look at similar programs or more locally based programs that essentially learn from the Main Street's model but don't necessarily follow it precisely.
No objection.
So that's been our feeling about the Main Street's program.
But I was just going to comment that I think that a few of the villages in the city qualify, but not many of them. Maybe three would qualify, and 10 of them don't.
Right.
So it might make some sense to, as James said, take the best things from the Main Streets program, which I think is a great idea, and it, if that's all right.
Well, how are we taking the things from it and acting upon them for a discussion item in this committee?
What do you suggest, James?
Well, I think...
we did discuss it back in March, so I'm not sure what you're missing.
Well, things tend to, when they drop off the agenda, they seem to drop off the face of the earth.
Well, we haven't talked about it since March.
Right.
So, I mean, it just in the priority of things, I think you're going to do better working through your area councils in the planning department, personally, because this will drop off.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
And Ann?
Yep.
Thank you. We doing okay, President Lennon?
We're flying.
Okay.
That's what, 67% of the first three?
Yeah. Don't get your hopes up.
Oh, yeah, there's a tennis here. Things are going downhill now.
48-12, I'm talking with Susan. That's not ready for prime time, so she's got some more work to do, so we would enter in that and come back to it. There are a lot of issues with it. Anybody disagree?
Okay. Actually, the percentage was better. I thought we only done the first three.
Oh. Okay, going over to page two.
Yeah.
183-10, and we have Alderman Hess-Mahan, myself here.
We also have Phil here.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right, but he doesn't vote. I vote. So.
I understand he doesn't vote, but he might have something
I understand
to say.
That.
I'm sure he does on election day.
I know that, but I just, I'm here listening to one your view.
I'd like to defer to Phil.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so, Phil?
Oh, I think that that one was suffered from some, I think, misunderstanding previously and really deserves to be considered.
Huh? Say that explanation again. Suffered from some misunderstanding?
That's correct.
What was the misunderstanding?
You were one of the ones who stood up strongly for it.
Yes.
An analysis made that indicates that it we made, first of all, we should put, there were two issues. One was the concern we have made if we did this, that the street would lose its business character because of the huge amount of residential development that would follow.
Yeah.
Which I think was a
But
the second reason was to put it aside until we have our plan for that street, which was promised to happen within the next 6 or 8 months, which was several years ago.
My concern is that the language about the first full use for Officer R&D goes back to the original genesis of the Mixed Use 1 district, and I don't think that's any longer valid. That there's so much retail there that I think only letting people live over the laboratory as opposed to living over the shop doesn't seem credible to me.
James, did you want to talk about this?
Just from the perspective of the street master plan, which, as many of you know, has been a project for a number of years in the planning department, we are getting close to completing the master plan. We are working with Metropolitan Area Planning Council on some analysis of land use and transportation impacts in the area, and plan on doing another community meeting this winter in January, February timeframe in anticipation of rolling out a master plan and the zoning recommendations in the spring. So our feeling was that we would be proposing a series of zoning changes this spring and bringing those to Zach.
Okay. Alderman Spitzer? So basically what I'm hearing is that it's not that you're trying to say we don't want to consider this anymore. It's that because there's something bigger, it'll be discussed in a bigger picture. And I would say, Mr. Hare, I think you know enough people that if you don't see it moving in that direction in the first year, get somebody to docket it again. Because I think that the idea is it's going to be, if it's not heading that direction, I'm sure you can get somebody to bring it up again.
Well, he can docket it himself too, but
right.
James, is this being considered as part
yes.
of the master plan?
Yeah.
So that would be
vertically mixed-use buildings are being considered as part of the master plan. Yeah.
Okay.
Would they be limited to office or R&D on the first floor?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's my concern.
It'll be discussed at the time, though.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you think that it will come through in what's being discussed, and therefore this could be safely NAN, and it will come in via another route?
Yes. And then. So, if it doesn't, someone could certainly
document it. James, has Phil been involved in seeing any of the work that's been done?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Is that something he could look at?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that something we're supposed to look at?
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll look at it, but I'm just saying he's got a particular interest in this particular item, and I want him to feel assured that we're just not pulling it up. So is there a way that you could share kind of how this is being?
Yeah, we did our last community meeting was back in June.
Okay.
Jointly with the DOT moving towards wrapping that project up. It's like a number of things is behind schedule actually.
Uh-huh.
But we're aiming to move forward this winter and spring.
Okay. Alderman Sussman.
May I request, you guys have been really good, different projects have been up on your website. Can you put that sort of like on the front page so that those of us who are interested can kind of like see what's coming up, and then that way we can keep ourselves informed?
Yeah, there is some materials on the Needham Street Plan on our website, but they may not necessarily be, I can see if I can get them moved up to the front page of the website or something like that. I think they're right now under Projects of Interest.
Projects of Interest, okay.
Yeah, we have a section on Projects of Interest or something like that.
Yeah, I would like, I'm preparing for the fact that I will no longer be on the end. It would be my gut instinct to go to the planning department's front page and expect to see, like, the top projects there so I can click on them and see what's going on. So if you could do that, that would be great.
Yeah.
Phil, if you would feel comfortable seeing what's in this master plan since you haven't been involved in it?
Well, I mean, he was involved in it early on, I think, at some point in the first gestation of it, working with the MIT students. So it's still building off of that.
And this was consistent with what they were proposing.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so are you comfortable that it's part of the...
We have to wait.
How deep is the ocean?
So are we comfortable that it would be part of the Needham Street Master Plan? Folks?
I don't think it makes sense limiting the uses on the first floor.
Okay, so what is their motion to do? Okay. Any discussion? It looked quizzical.
Well, I think this is going to come back somehow. That's why.
Yeah. It's going to come back in the master plan.
In the master plan. I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. But it'll come back in the Needham Street master plan.
Mm-hmm.
But are we looking at this in a larger sense? For other areas besides Needham Street?
There aren't any other
mixed-use one. That's it.
Of course.
Okay. All right.
Good.
So, motion is NAN.
NAN.
Okay.
Marijuana dispensary across the lot.
Okay. 153-10. Alderman Hesperhan, any?
I think it's the same issue. Came on Union Street, right? Yeah. And that's the plan, yes.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I
mean, all right. James, anything?
You were promised zoning reform, too, and that's taking a lot longer.
But it's just, if it's going to be in that document to have another item, we'd be waiting for that document anyway from an agenda perspective. James, any comment?
No, that's the same.
Okay. Yes, Alderman Heath?
I think this is trying to clean up an obvious mistake in the existing ordinance where the square footage there is way off because it's only for upper story. It just, the existing language, the existing square footage doesn't make sense. It clearly needs to be amended. If that can be done through this, fine. If not, fine.
You okay?
I get a call to Duke Blazer.
Okay. So what is the will of the committee on 153-10? It's going to be part of the master plan. Yeah,
you and Ted, I think, should make that call.
You're a doctor.
I'm comfortable that it's going to be part of the master plan, because if we leave it on, we're going to wait then anyway. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, in the end. 152-10, Alderman Baker.
Wants to move for further.
This one is one that I still think needs to be done. James had come and done some early homework on this, and then we talked to Candace, and she wanted to come back at it when she had a chance to think about some of the parking analysis, I think, that was being done incident to the Riverside, among other things. And so I would like to keep this alive, because our current provision doesn't work.
My recollection of my conversation, because I've asked her about this several times, because we never heard back, was that everybody, there was no kind of common agreement when you all met. And everybody was at sixes and sevens. So.
Well, part of the challenge is we need agreement, but we also don't want to necessarily rein on our own ordinance right now, because it's the only thing we've got. And what we had was a model that Candace had recommended initially, which was to follow the pattern of the commercial uses and have a default, which then the institutions could come back and say, we can do better than that, mm-hmm. by giving us information as part of a backup of a request for a parking waiver. I still think that makes sense. The question that...
The SJC thing makes sense.
Well, because it's a relatively clear statement right up front that you can come in and ask for a parking waiver, but if you have a baseline to work from, I think it's okay. The problem was what kind of information are we going to have? We had a conversation with the colleges, and they were, I think Candace was going to go back, and James, I'm not sure where you were, and the end of that was one of the first things that dropped on your plate, I know, when you arrived, and everybody loaded your plate with other things. So, I think this is one worth keeping open for the new term, so we can come back and fix this if we can do it. Because we're gonna run into this problem again. It's not gonna go away.
Is that not gonna be part of the parking plan?
Well, we thought initially that it might be part of the parking management plan, but we've kind of reviewed it again, Kenneth and I, and it's not.
Yeah, this is okay. A little different than what we're talking about, the parking management plan.
Okay, so we're gonna refer it.
I refer.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Payments in lieu. I thought that was part of the parking management plan.
On these two. James, what are you?
391, we're talking about, you said two, we'll just talk about the one.
We're talking about parking lot.
Yeah.
391-09.
Whether this is going to be part of the parking management plan or not, it's not my understanding, it's my understanding that that's one step beyond, and what we're talking about is in the event that we would, get a parking garage, or we would,
I believe the parking management plan refers to payment in lieu for as an option for parking where parking has been waived proposed to be waived.
I am comfortable adding it as long as it will come up in the as part of parking.
I believe there's going to be a slate of legislative proposals that come with.
What's
with
the status of that?
And it's like in final draft.
I've been looking at it and talking to her.
Yeah,
it's been through TAG, and I think her next step is a presentation to BS&T.
Good.
So, can I just have some clarification on what context? Is this just parking management? I'm not clear on how it's going to come up.
The parking management plan is basically what comprehensively is the parking issue across the city, and is proposing a series of management changes internal to the city structure, so things like a parking manager position and stuff like that, and then it also proposes legislative changes.
Okay. I have a quite separate issue, and the reason it's in the context of special permit for me anyway is I have this battle with the planning department every time we do a parking waiver for a restaurant where we try and extract some tribute. And the petitioners are told, well, this is the going rate, and we don't have a going rate. And I've talked to Lita about this, and she's very clear, we can't keep saying that and you know, asking for voluntary contributions when they're not really voluntary.
Yeah.
So we need to, you know, I had a fishing pet bait on this, so I'd rather gotta, you know, make sure that we're not exacting tribute, which is a problem. I mean, it's an available issue.
Or are exacting tribute and have it and have a
You have an ordinance that says
with a number
of parking waiver, pay $1,000
across the board
per parking waiver.
Yeah.
But what's happening now is it's unfair because some people are paying more than others, some people are being asked.
Well, why don't we keep it on the docket? And if it comes up when we see it, then we can
always any in it.
Okay.
I hate to add to your work, but I don't want to let
Well, we're just going to put it as a placeholder and see what happens so you guys are comfortable.
I see two different issues with parking in lieu. Mm-hmm. One is as part of the parking management plan, including adding a couple of parked employees on streets. Two to four on every street, and charging them a certain amount, whatever it is, $100 a year. And the other one is what Ted is talking about, which was really the genesis of this, which was when such time comes for us to, let's say, do our first parking garage, we need to have something in place that defines what we're going to do with restaurants that don't have enough parking. This was this piece of the parking in lieu was what we had in mind when we were talking about that. And I don't see that as part of the parking plan. At any rate, I feel comfortable reviewing it, referring it.
Yep, okay. And we have 153-11 parens 2.
Overlay. Why don't you speak to that?
So again, our feeling on this one was that this and its companion piece, looking at overlay districts, that overlay districts are very, in a sense, a complex element to bring into our zoning ordinance and something that would be best considered in context of second phase of zoning reform when we're looking at the reconstruction of the entire zoning ordinance.
Fine. Then we'll any end this.
Okay. All right, 407-13, we just heard a presentation on this, right?
So did the city apply?
Yes.
Yay.
Okay, and I know there was some interest of keeping this on the agenda. I'm trying to remember.
How about until we get a response back from the Commonwealth?
Right, there was a couple ideas put on the table as far as us coming back and reporting.
Okay.
Can you refresh my memory on what RTC and ETA are?
Regional Technology Center and Economic Target Area.
Okay. Alderman Baker, you had a special.
No, I had some concerns about it.
That's why we're going to wait. Refer. Right. So that gets referred. That's pretty new. 128-13. I think, if I remember correctly, we were waiting to see what came out of planning on, so this was going to be referred.
I thought we were clearly waiting for this.
Yep. So that's referred.
Wait, can I have time for what?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I want to say that item was also referred to another committee.
Which item?
128-13.
Like Probation Services?
I would imagine it was. Unless there was a real similar item. Because there was some.
It would say here on here, wouldn't it?
Wasn't there a concern we had in the committee about getting. It was really around the last piece about the plan should be finished.
Oh,
to include high priority items in the FY15 budget. and there was a concern that it wouldn't be done in time for that. So we had NAM. Maybe it wasn't this item. Maybe it was a real similar item. I apologize if I'm thinking about that. But I think...
We just took this up.
I apologize. But then we referred it because we were saying it's not going to be done in time for the FY15 budget. It might have been along the lines of buildings or something. I apologize, but I know there was something similar to this and that we talked about in PF. I didn't know if this was a list, but I see another item where it says referred to multiple.
Yeah, I mean, we just took this one up at our last meeting. It's on this past Monday. We could go Monday's report stocket. I don't remember
that
exactly.
That was what Susan came and talked about.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're waiting to hear back from the conservation plan, so this is a clear referral.
Yeah, no, this was. That's what we should do. So, but you thought maybe someone else had NAM, so we can refer that.
I think you should. Okay.
All right. Alden Baker, National Flood Insurance.
Okay, James is on this one. I would like to hold on to this simply because it's going to affect us somehow. And not to have a placeholder for it, I think, is a mistake.
Okay. And I think we have to refer 404.13. And I had to hold a public hearing without taking on the agenda. Alderman Danberg.
Didn't we have a hearing on this?
Rental income. That, we did, but we did not take a vote on it. So I think we refer this. This is definitely...
Yeah, we did this end of October.
And, yeah, and 294.13, I'd like to refer.
There were no public hearings on these.
We just had some initial meetings.
Just the other two.
Hotels.
And the next one.
Same thing.
Yep.
We've just had that one conversation on those, so that's fine. 214-12,
refer. That's,
that's
the property maintenance.
Yeah.
Where are we with that, Alderman Danberg? It's my favorite ordinance.
Oh, yes. We're ready, but the agenda was so packed at the end of the year that we just couldn't bring it up.
Okay.
We have time to bring it up. So
you're ready.
Moore's got a draft.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got a draft.
Okay. All right. 267-13.
De minimis FAR. Yeah,
we've never gotten as far as raising it. It's definitely an issue.
All right. You want to refer?
Please.
And Alderman Yates?
266-13, I think, is still very relevant because... Basically, this goes to some of the things that wind up in ZBA, and in all honesty, I have not been satisfied with the legal that's been provided in there because, the law department has told some property owners that, oh my God, somebody could challenge that ordinance.
Did that happen more than just that one time?
No. But theoretically, it could be dredged out any other time. So I would want to refer this because I am not happy at all with what's been presented.
Is this in reference to the undersized lots, Brian?
Yes.
In part, yes. It specifically refers to the doctor. What's the doctor's name? The one down on Com Ave, who... according to public testimony and zoning board of appeals, was informed by the law department that yes, you can use your property under the amendments that have been passed by the board, but anybody could challenge that. And frankly, I'm not satisfied with that explanation because yeah, anybody can challenge anything, but can they win? And secondly, my understanding, I am not a lawyer, though I've served with Alden Baker for a long time, so I think the same thing.
You got the osmosis going here? Well,
taking my osmosis. I'm looking forward to getting my notification from Suffolk anytime now. Perhaps the racetrack, not the law school. But the things I've heard about standing are that you can challenge a zoning ordinance if it's hurt you. And I don't think anybody of the large-scale developers who might have want that challenge, I don't think they would have standing, because I don't think you can say that they're worse off after the, that particular thing was posted.
But so what are you looking to have the outcome of this? Because I'm not sure.
To have some clear-cut advice from the law department that actually makes sense to me.
Well, can't you do that just one-on-one, having talks? Why not?
I don't believe I will get that.
And you think you're going to get something different in a public environment?
I would hope.
Clearly you have not been hanging out with...
Baker, any comments on this?
Lawyer will be less likely to do something in public if they won't do it in public.
I'm sorry to say I'm of two minds. I understand Alderman Yates' desire to have some public commentary about it. The tricky problem is that we sometimes don't want to display all our hand in public. And so...
Are we terrifying our citizens?
No, but I'm... I think, let me just say that if there is a conversation, I'm sorry, this thing has turned on and all of a sudden makes noise. I don't know why.
Hit the top button. You need to have more of that tutorial that you started the other night.
All right. Never mind. I guess I would refer it, but I think when it comes up, it needs to be a sensitive conversation. That's really what I'm trying to say. So, because I think we can get into a box, but I don't think this is not the place, because then we get into a substantive conversation about the item. So I think I would just refer it and then have a chance to do some homework on that before it comes to the committee. And I'd be glad to work with Alderman Yates to try and make that less...
Okay, well, it's not going to be on top of the list.
I understand.
Okay. All right, so that's a referral.
Thank you.
And I would do the same with Coons.
I'm willing to lift 265.13 BNAN. Yeah, I raise this because the Supreme Court decision came out when we were considering Riverside, and it sounded like some of the issues that the court was finding, that this water district had overreached and was asking way too much of a petitioner. So I was afraid that that might be thrown in our faces off of appeal of Riverside, but I don't recall that it was raised, as far as I can determine from the legal notice that I received. And the solicitor was good enough to send me a copy of an analysis of the thing. I'd be happy to share with the committee and with the board, and I think that would cover it. So I don't think there's anything more to be gained out of 265.13.
Okay, great, thank you. 263-13, I know the planning department is working on that, so I'd like to refer that, because they haven't come to us yet.
It's okay with me.
Okay. 81-13,
I think we should refer that.
Uh-huh. We haven't really gone into that much.
Should that be part of
zoning reform? Well, the housing, the naturally affordable?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's a separate discussion. I would
can
agree.
Ask James, can you guys discuss this? Do you see this being part of it?
They proposed and didn't put it there.
Oh, that's a good point. That's an excellent point.
I would just leave it, personally.
Okay, all right.
Our updates, I think we need to continue
those regularly.
Yeah. This is the historic barns. Carriage house.
Yeah, we ought to refer that. They worked on an amendment.
You know Brian's leaving.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Where am I going? Oh, no.
Brian Lieber.
When is Brian leaving?
As of December.
Where's he going?
But Kate, but we still have... We'll start Kitty Holmes.
Yeah, but I think Brian's leaving. So, want to refer it?
Yes.
Okay.
Alderman Bob Barker, former Alderman Barker.
Bob Barker? So this is around the CDBG, line 308-12, Alderman Hess Mahan?
Yep, still haven't had that discussion.
You haven't had that discussion, that's right, we haven't.
Well, what's the topic?
This is, it's the new policies and procedures that the executive office has put into place around CDBG money.
Oh, I wasn't really aware of them, so yeah, let's refer that somewhere.
The 282-12, this is just updates. Is that okay to?
Sure.
Karen, we just need to make sure that this gets on our agendas on a quarterly basis, okay? 273-12. This is the whole fee thing, and this had been my recollection, James, that Maureen was going to put a whole package together.
Right, that's still our understanding, and we haven't gotten a response.
Okay, refer. 61-10, I think we're still working on that, so that should be referred, yeah.
Do you have any idea how many are not in legal compliance, but still would have problems with second means of access?
I don't think we have the detail.
That's part of the problem.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Excellent question.
And 164-09. Yep. All right, zoning reform phase one. James, do you want to talk about this, please?
Yep, but we didn't. It's 213, 129, 13. Are we including that in one?
Well, it's all under phase one.
Oh, okay.
So is it part of phase one or not?
Well, I did actually ask our consultant to look at those two.
okay.
So, yeah, sure.
Which means all of these are getting referred if you're recommending part of phase one.
Yeah, every single one of these have been discussed with the consultant.
Okay. And, anybody have a problem?
I'm sorry, but phase one is on the right, but not on 222.13.
Right, opinion. But it is on the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the spreadsheet.
Okay. So it is on page 5 of the agenda. Right. So we're going to refer all of these.
Are any of these the ones that we're in trouble with, or are these pretty old in this?
And then phase 2 is on the top half of page 6, all of the meat. Mm-hmm. And this is where the... we have the 153, which is more of the general retail overlay.
So again, 264 on our cheat sheet doesn't have phase 2, but on the agenda it does.
Yep.
Just sending that over.
Yep, no, it's fine.
That explains itself.
Okay, so we refer these. All right, so let's go back, and you're going to love it. You're going to get out nice and early. So what I have, Karen, why don't you read off what you have, and...
Okay.
We're going by the agenda right here, okay?
11-12, we have referral.
Well, why don't we do the NANs?
Oh, just the NANs?
Yeah.
406-12, parens 3, 260-12, 215-12, 48-12, 183-10, 153-10, 153-11, parens 2, and 265-13. Those are all of our NAM.
Is that what we agreed to?
Yeah. Can I just ask a quick question? Like,
which one?
Like 48-12.
Uh-huh.
Do we know that that's all right with all the knowledge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't want to get into a scenario where we do it and then someone comes back.
No, we had the conversation.
We checked with everybody. Yeah.
Well, with anyone, right? We could say, I didn't talk, I didn't want to have that NAM.
The agenda that Karen has, here, there's a note that says she's talked to.
Yeah, I talked to that kind of about.
So, is there a motion to move the NANs as a bulk?
I will move the NANs in bulk.
As read by Karen. Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor? That's Yates, Wiston, Baker, Johnson, Danberg, and Lennon. Thank you. And is there a motion for refer to the new board?
So moved.
Okay, there's a motion of approval from Alderman Swister, our last motion on this committee. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor? That's Alderman Swister, Baker, Johnson, Danberg, Lennon, and Yates. Thank you.
Good.
And we're done.
Great.
Is it our girl? So I think before we adjourn, I think it would be appropriate to say thank you to Greer for your time on this committee. How many years have you been on this committee? Thank you. It's been a pleasure and wish you all well. And I want to thank all of you. Whether we'll all see each other again in January, who knows? But that's something that whoever is president will decide.
And we ought to thank James.
Yes, thank you.
And the law department.
Yes.
Certainly.
And Phil and everybody else who's helped this committee. Thank you all.
Special Karen.
I'm going to have to say that, you know, James had big shoes to fill, and I thought he's done that quite well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very.